upgrading the home after the closing. Buyers will pay more, research has shown, if owners repaint, upgrade appliances, professionally stage, and clean the home prior to the time they put them on the market. For an updated market report for your home, all you have to do is call the Real Estate Source, the Goodson Group, 551-0225, or email me personally, BoGoodson@charter.net.
Free pizza every third Thursday of the month at Folcarelli's. All you have to do is RSVP to 279-7431 and listen to the Health and Wealth Show weeknights at 7 on WACV. Don't forget to RSVP.
He learned to pitch in your backyard. Now his team's coming over to celebrate their high school championship. So you need to patch those bare spots fast. Pennington One Step Complete has a revolutionary formula that repairs bare spots in only 2 weeks or less. Pennington's been trusted since 1945, and now it works even faster. One Step Complete from Pennington. Honest green. Get your lawn ready for any occasion. Head to your local retailer to pick up One Step Complete.
Now at the Home Depot, save up to 35% off appliance special buys. Like the Samsung stainless steel side-by-side refrigerator, just $9.98. You save $300. It's big enough to hold 25 bags of groceries. Unload those, and if that makes you thirsty, you'll really love the external ice maker and water dispenser. Today is the day for doing. Spring Black Friday savings now at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. U.S. only while supplies last. See store for details, valid through April 17th.
A star is born. On April 4th, 1965, the world welcomed little baby Robert Downey Jr. The future actor was the benefit of some excellent prenatal care.
Wow, Mom, he's so healthy. You must have been taking your Iron Man.
Robert Downey Jr., a star is born.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
It's four. Stamp.
Fox News, I'm Rich Dennison. President Trump says he might still close the southern border, but first, he'll slap tariffs on cars produced in Mexico if the Mexican government doesn't do more to stop Central American migrants from traveling to the U.S. in the next year.
And they're going to do it. And if they don't do it, we're going to tax the cars. And if that doesn't work, we're going to close the borders.
Critics say tariffs or a border closure could damage the U.S. economy. A preliminary report by African officials finds that pilots of a doomed Ethiopian Airlines jet followed all of Boeing's recommended procedures when the plane started to nosedive, but still couldn't save it. Boeing is declining to comment pending its review of the report. A mixed day on Wall Street. Investors showing optimism over progress with U.S.-China trade talks, the Dow closing 166 points higher, the S&P gaining 6, with NASDAQ ending the day 4 points in the red. This is Fox News.
Hip-hop country.
Hip-hop isn't allowed on the country charts, but just try to keep these down-home tracks off the hip-hop charts. It's Hip-Hop Country.
My red solo cup, gonna fill you up. I love you, solo cup, I'm gonna lift you up. You are more than plastic, yeah, you are fantastic. I'm gonna fill you up, my red solo cup.
Hip-Hop Country, where it's nothing but a twang thing.
I got friends in no places. I'm not big on social graces. Think I slip down to the oasis, cause my friends all in low places.
When you want the best music, take a ride to hip-hop country.
Dance hill to toe, do-si-do. The scootin' when they boot scootin'. Boogie Cadillac and blackjack. Baby, meet me out back. Turn around and go to town. It's a boot scoot boogie.
Available at Walmart.
That's actually pretty good.
Who was that that rapper that was just shot in L.A.? Russell's? Nipsey Russell?
Nipsey, yeah.
What's ironic about that is that that's a known name from Nipsey Russell, the comedian.
Well, I know him well.
And game show guy.
Exactly.
And the guy that was arrested and charged with shooting him was named Eric Holder.
I know. Isn't that weird?
It's bizarre. It's the real world, though.
And it is. It's crazier than anything else.
Is this Dan or Don?
Dan.
Dan. Yep.
Hi, Dan.
How's it going, guys?
Yeah.
Other than it's raining a little bit out
here. Yeah, it's raining a little bit outside.
Trivia for the upcoming game. Of course, yeah. I'll be rooting for SEC team. Mm-hmm. But Auburn got its colors from the University of Virginia.
Wow.
One of their early football coaches brought those colors down.
How about that? So there's some connection there.
Yep. Even though it probably, 100 years ago that happened? Maybe, I don't know.
Yeah, it had been longer than that, probably.
Yeah. But I think that's weird that they're actually playing the school that gave them their colors. I hope they win.
That's the first I've heard that. Thank you for shedding light on
that. I read that somewhere long ago.
I had no idea. That's an interesting little piece of trivia for which we say thank you.
You guys have a great day.
Too. Thank you. Guess what I have? I have a space in my Facebook friends.
Uh-oh.
I don't know who dropped me. I don't know why. I must have done something where I said, that's it. I can't be friends with Greg Boudel on Facebook anymore. So if you've been waiting, please shoot me a note, an email, call, so I can put your name. I want to add people that actually want to be a Facebook friend.
Well, sure.
So however you choose to, first one.
Any prerequisites? Got to be conservative? You got anything like that?
No. Okay. No, liberals wondered. Don't bother with, you know, they know they're wasting their time. So besides, they have an aversion to the truth. And any Facebook page is going to stick the truth up their ass. It's not going to, you know, they're not going to be around too long.
True.
It just breaks all of their illusions, you know, that all of our guacamole is going to disappear. What am I going to do for avocado toast?
Exactly. Exactly.
When, in fact, 90% of our avocados come from here.
California.
And they're better. Lousy Mexican talk. Here's Doug.
Hey, this doesn't have anything to do with the basketball team making it to the Final Four, but did you know that born and raised in Elmore County was the first Aubie?
Really?
Barry Mask. He used to be a...
Oh, yeah. I remember hearing that story a long time ago.
Okay. All righty, just a little bit more Auburn tribute. Love the show, Greg. I catch y'all every day from 4 to 6.
I appreciate it. Thank you very much.
All right.
Even though today it's been, quite frankly, pretty lackluster. And I just got a Facebook message from... Oh, wow, they're coming in like crazy. But Cheryl, you were first, so I'm going to look you up and make you my friends.
East Alabama Male College, huh?
What is?
That was what Auburn's original name was.
East Alabama Male College?
Mm-hmm. It changed two or three times. It was API before it was Auburn, Alabama Polytechnical Institute.
It couldn't have been. There's the name I'm looking for. Let's make this a big moment, okay, for Cheryl?
Yeah, I got it.
She's going to become my Facebook friend. Loading. Show me the Facebook friend request, please. There it is. Come on! Okay, we're friends now. Cheryl, how about that?
What a big moment.
What a BM in her life.
Love those BMs.
Gosh, I had three! I mean, I'm very flattered. And there's no doubt that...
And you were worrying because they weren't reading your posts. Come on.
Well, I don't know what goes on. But welcome to the family, Cheryl. Hope you'll be with us a long time. 410, I think what we're going to do first is take care of some business here.
Mm-hmm.
And that is redeem the Baumhauer's winning word.
Ooh.
From this morning at 272-9228.
So you want people to call right now?
Right now.
If they have that winning word.
If they have that winning word from this morning. Caller 9 wins lunch for two at Baumhauer's Victory Grill, where we had a great time last night. What a group. What a great group we had. 272-9228, caller 9 with the word wins.
Traffic is brought to you by Skipper Pools. Get pool repairs and renovations right now and have the coolest pool this summer. Call Skipper Pools at 356-0237. Skip the rest. Call the best. 356-0237.
Montgomery Skywatch traffic rolling into the 4 o'clock hour, and the traffic is rolling into each other. We have several accidents for you. We have one at 6400 block of AUM Drive on the campus. We see an accident with injury in the 500 block of Kessinger off of Taylor Roads, and we also see an accident on Adrian Lane at Narrow Lane Road, so be careful there. And don't forget, police are still cleaning up the accident on the boulevard at South Court Street. The interstates are up at a speed limit ride so far, but you might want to back it down just a little bit and be careful in the rain. High school seniors and parents are invited to Trenum State Community College's Senior Night. It's happening now until 6 p.m. The event is on the Patterson site, 3920 Troy Highway. Trenum State, developing the workforce of tomorrow. I'm Jeff Blake Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
Insurance denied your car rental, car repair, or doctor visit? Call the Vance Law Firm, 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Happy music, please. All right, let's go down the line and look for caller 9, starting with you. Caller 1, try again quickly. Caller 2, try again quickly. Caller 3, please call back right away. Caller 4, you still got a shot, try again quickly. You're caller 5, call right back. Caller 6, try again quickly. Like, really quickly. Caller 7, thanks for trying. And this is the one we...
Oh, no.
Oh, man.
No.
You're caller 8.
No. No.
But we appreciate the effort, man. Who's this?
It's Liz.
Liz?
Yes, sir.
Hi, Liz. Do you have today's Baumhauer's winning word?
Regional?
No.
No! God.
I'm sorry.
Hi, Greg. It's Liz Parabasini. How are you?
Liz Parabasini! I was thinking about you recently.
Aww,
I miss the Parabasini home furnishing. That was one of the wonderful stores.
Oh, we do too. We miss all our wonderful guests that we had all the time.
I used to love coming to your store. I miss it. We still have, though, the glorious Parabasini waiting room for our News Talk guests.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I'm so glad. Thank you so much.
And I'm sorry that you closed, but you were a wonderful sponsor. You've been good friends for many years.
Well, I listen all the time.
Well, I appreciate it, Liz. Maybe next time. Gosh.
I will try tomorrow.
Okay, please do.
Bye.
Please do.
Bye.
Yes, that all that furniture, the desk, and it's a beautiful area that was designed by Parabasini's for us. Hi, who's this?
This is Patty.
Patty.
Yes.
I need today's winning word.
Bracket.
That's the winning word, and you are a winner. Bracket.
All right.
Yeah.
Hey, my husband won 2 or 3 weeks ago, and my friend and I went to Baumhauer's downtown for lunch and had a delicious meal, so now I can go back.
That's wow. Great. Please hold on. You get to talk to young Joey for a couple of minutes here.
Thank you.
Give some personal information, probative questioning, and then you'll be ready to do it again. 14 minutes after 4 o'clock. People always say, contest. I can never win a contest. You got to keep trying.
Persistence.
Yeah, that's how it works. You just can't get discouraged. All right, 14 minutes after 4 o'clock. Watching a large area of light rain move in from the southwest today. Looking for my C-Spire copy. I wish that was handy. I got this week's Food Outlet specials if you want those.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, what's going on there?
Rump roast.
Oh, gotta have a rump roast.
Well, I like them because they're so easy to make and they're so tender.
Throw them in a crock pot, baby.
Yeah, with a little cricket dust.
Yep.
Or I have a new, Emily and Roz conspired to get me some new seasonings.
What have you got?
They're named after presidents, and one of them is Teddy Roosevelt.
I love it.
It's good.
That's great, man.
I used it. I made a pork loin the other day on Sunday.
Was it good?
It was excellent. It was excellent, yeah.
Yeah, I like just the southern flavor stuff that's made in, I think, in Selma. That's good stuff. It's all good. It just depends on what you like.
A little shake of cricket dust, a little Teddy Roosevelt, and you are in business. And sure, I feel silly, but it's all good.
As long as it tastes good, that's all that matters.
You know, I would like to make an announcement.
Uh-oh.
I couldn't find my ass with both hands today if my life depended on it.
Welcome to the club, buddy.
All right, so let me punt for a moment. There is an event coming up 2 weeks from Saturday, the 20th of April, at Montgomery Eye Physicians at Montgomery Eye LASIK. It's their spring screening spectacular.
That's hard to say.
Well, first of all, it really is an event. It's a party with food and drink. But, of course, the idea is to get you out there on a Saturday. Because if you're a potential candidate for LASIK, they'll screen you there and give you a goodie bag just for going through the process, which, by the way, only takes a few minutes.
That's cool.
That's all it takes, a few minutes of your time, and they'll know whether or not your vision issue can be corrected by Lisa, but no purchase is necessary just to go out and enjoy the food and refreshment. Meet the best board-certified corneal specialists on the planet, Dr. Swan, Dr. Shin, and the staff at Montgomery Eye. This is another legacy business here in Montgomery with three quarters of a century. They go all the way back to the end of World War II, so they have changed with the times. And this event is free, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. at Montgomery Eye. They're right across from Chappie's on Vaughan Road. If you have any questions, they're open right now at 272-2020. I love that number, 272-2020, or visit online, MEP.com. Here's Papa B.
Hey, Greg and Joey and everybody.
Hello.
I tell you what, I always have to caveat my remarks when I head in this direction. Papa B loves everybody. I don't hate anybody. I want everybody to live and get along. But I tell you something, Greg, if I start hearing about reparations again, I'm going to absolutely vomit.
That's a bunch of crap. That is the very party supported slavery till the bitter end. Now I guess they're feeling guilty 150 years later. That is nothing more than bribery. And anybody that would shamefully accept a reparation on behalf of someone who's been dead 100 years, anybody that would take money for something that never happened to them.
Right.
Sorry. No, we can't.
When are we going to get around? When are we going to get around to the American Indians?
We're trying. At least they're killing us with cigarettes.
True. And gambling. They're taking gambling. Gambling. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, even that the prices, their cigarette prices aren't that low anymore.
No, they're not.
It's just crazy. I mean, they want to take money from somebody that never had anything to do with it.
Yep.
That's how politicians run. But you cannot give to anybody something that hasn't been taken from somebody else first.
Well, check this out.
We got too many guilt-ridden.
Go ahead. What?
What about white folks that have died by the hundreds of thousands, even millions, to ensure that these no-account and worthless folks live in a land of freedom and opportunity?
Mm-hmm.
Why don't they recompense the families of those that died to ensure their freedom?
It's not politically expedient.
Yep.
You know, it's just like all we hear about is slavery. We never hear about the hundreds of thousands of dead young men who brought an end to it. When do we hear about that?
Right.
How about reparations for their families?
Exactly.
Good point.
You know, I just absolutely... It just frosts me, and what really gets me is to hear people like Joe Biden going around apologizing for being white.
They're going to put y'all back in chains. What an asshole.
What?
I got to run, thanks. That's enough. I can't, that was enough. I'm starting to get angry. The whole topic is a bad, bad joke. We never hear enough about the people that gave up their young lives to put an end to slavery. Like, don't we owe them something? How about at least a minute of memory? Because they never get talked about.
Talking about the soldiers during the Civil War?
Yes.
Yeah, the soldiers during World War One.
By the way, the only people that still supported slavery, and there were quite a few in the North, were Northern Democrats.
Mm-hmm.
You know that?
Yeah, I also know
this is why the Democratic Party is so guilt-riddled. They feel like they're just trying to clear their conscience from 150 years ago. You didn't make anybody a slave. Nobody alive today was a slave. And if anybody feels like they are, that's on them. This is truly a land of opportunity. Or are you going to tell me that somebody like Jussie Smollett is a great example of oppression? What a clown show this has become. What a joke. Wealth, opportunity, riches beyond their wildest imagination is available to all in this country if you have the right skill set, the gift, the inertia to go for it. The problem comes in is when people expected to have it handed to them for whatever reason. And once again, the Democrats are behind, you know, we have been, this debate has been going on for years. The people that did deserve reparations, that were alive to collect them. Anybody want to guess? Last group to get reparations in the United States.
Mm-hmm.
the Japanese, who were interred by Franklin Delano Roosevelt. Japanese-American citizens, but they couldn't be trusted. So I think it was in the 70s, Congress awarded every person still alive $20,000, you know, a tax-free $20,000 check, a reparation for what happened to them. But they were still around. They had lived through it, you see. They had gone through the war. They were living nice lives, happy homes, had businesses, and living just like most other Americans. And then they had it all taken away. They told, we're going to put you in the desert until you can be trusted. And they missed, most of them lost whatever they had accumulated up till that point. I don't know that much of an arrangement was made to give back to them the home they lost, the business they lost, and everything else. That's an American tragedy.
It's a lot of hatred for the Japanese.
But you see, the world, everybody acts like the United States is the first country that had people come from another country and settle and found it and spread and populate. What do you think is going on in Europe right now? You got people leaving hellholes all over the Middle East because they want a better life. The problem is, they not only want the better life, they want you to live their better life with them. And that's where there's...
Under their rules.
Under their rules. And I'm sorry, but that's like a step backwards. Going to... All right, it's 4:23. We've got news and Rich's forecast. Light rain will be part of your evening into the late hours tomorrow morning. Rich will have the update. I know he's got some concerns about weather headed this way later over the weekend, especially if I remember correctly, Sunday, but it's always being updated. And when there's stuff going on like there is now, he is on top of it.
Always.
4:23, let's welcome Master Thespian.
Hello, greetings and hallucinations.
Hello there, sir.
You know that George Takei was one of those Japanese Americans that was interred, he and his family.
Oh, Star Wars, or Star Trek.
Star Trek, yeah. I played Sulu on Star Trek. Yeah.
I didn't know that, but they, if anybody deserved a reparation, it was they. They went through it, had the, you know, literally had their own country turn its back on them and demean them, not trust them.
I know, and it was hard because he was a boy. He was like 7 or 8 years old when it happened. His parents lost their business. They lost their home. It was horrible.
By the way. In World War One, many people of German descent who were good American citizens were abused and mistreated because of...
Yep, that's exactly right. Because people just felt like they couldn't trust them because... here's the question I always wanted to know about the whole reparation thing. Those of us whose ancestors didn't own slaves, because my ancestors were poor. I didn't know money whatsoever. They worked on farms or were preachers. You know, what about us? You know, can we have a say to say, hey, excuse me, don't take my tax money to pay these people because we weren't the problem?
Yeah, it doesn't work that way.
Yeah.
This is nothing more than Democrats with another one of their mindless giveaways, and they're pissing people off. It seems like, you know, if the Democrats want to reelect Trump, it seems like they're doing everything they can to make it happen.
Thespian,
will we hear from you tomorrow on All Request Friday?
Friday.
All Request Friday.
I will be calling in on Friday. I want to talk to my friend.
Okay. We look forward to it.
All right. Let me give you a big warhawk goodbye.
All right. And a big warhawk goodbye right back at you. House Democrats want oversight on Fox News editorial decision.
What?
Yeah. Hey, there you go, Nikita Clyburn. Prick.
What was that last headline? I didn't hear it, Greg.
House Democrats want oversight on Fox News editorial decisions. Like, what is...
have you ever heard of First Amendment?
Not this son of a bitch.
First Amendment, bro. But you know what? This tells you if they get back in power, this is what they're like.
Oh, it's going to get worse.
I can give you another one. Mar Elias, an NPR person, said that that the FBI should look into arresting Trump people who go to rallies and say, lock her up, when they talked about Hillary.
Oh, yeah, yeah, right.
I
because
mean,
they treat Donald Trump with such great respect in public.
Well, there wasn't Mara. It was the other one. No, it's Christiane Amanpour. Right, Christiane Amanpour, who's basically a commie.
Yeah,
you know?
Why don't we send Christiane Amanpour back to the Amanpour?
Well, see, the reason she says that, Greg, is all of her reporting is international reporting, like in the Middle East and, of course, in Europe, where you can arrest people for stuff like that.
Yeah, well, we don't do that here.
In fact, if you go to Venezuela, you get thrown into jail, right? So they're just about to arrest the opposition president who we've recognized with the other countries. They're going to throw him in jail and make him, they're going to disappear his butt.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but I will say this, the only reparations I'm going to be paying is Reparation H.
There you go.
You know, Reparation H, I like that.
I mean, who's going to pay my uncle, my great, great, great uncle, who lost his arm fighting for the Union at Gettysburg? Okay.
There
so,
you go.
And I had family on both sides of the fight. I had family on opposite sides at Gettysburg. Can you believe that?
A lot of families.
A lot of people did brother against brother.
Yes.
A lot of people. In fact, there's whole books written about.
But
that.
But this myth that somebody drew a line across the North and everybody north of that line was, you know, all about freedom is BS. The Northern Democrats were just as into slavery as anybody.
Yeah, and all the slaves were not freed by Lincoln. He picked and chose where he wanted them freed.
It only applied to the southern states and
exactly.
some of the Midwestern states.
Exactly.
Emancipation Proclamation.
That's right.
Yeah. So, you know, there's all these. But, I mean, you make the point a minute ago, and that is everybody who was a slave has been dead for 200 years.
Yep, too late.
Or 150 for sure. You know, and that's the problem that I have with the whole thing. All it is a big, typical. Let's buy votes.
Mm-hmm. That's you know? All it is. The Yankees have taken the lead on the Orioles.
You're right.
Choice.
Absolutely right.
Oh, yeah.
Buy votes. By the way, I thought it was interesting that the Department of Justice pushed back on this fake news out of the New York Times and the Washington Post claiming, you know, all this dissension and everything. And now there's a story out there that the Mueller team was split on what they wanted to do about this thing. So even they couldn't decide what the evidence was on obstruction. But nevertheless, why in the world would a attorney general lie about a summary of what happened? I mean, that's going to be found out eventually, right?
They're mentally ill. They cannot accept reality. They're going to keep digging.
They don't accept election results. You know, Stacey Abrams yesterday said she won the Georgia election.
Yeah, right.
I mean, this is mentally ill.
The fix was in the Georgia election, but
they're psychopaths.
I love hearing people talk about how Trump is mentally ill, right?
Oh,
and I look at these people, and you know they say, well, if Trump doesn't accept defeat, you'll remember this now.
Of course,
remember he said if Trump doesn't accept defeat, then there's something that's just un-American. And then what ended up happening? You know, the Democrats don't accept defeat.
Of course, that's the way.
Whether it's in Florida, it's the Florida governor's race, the Georgia governor's race, the presidency. They didn't accept defeat both times in George Bush. They said, oh, John Kerry won the exit polls. Therefore, there's no way
the
that
exit
Bush
polls.
Exit polls.
Yeah, we voted for Herman Munster. How come he didn't win?
You did too. All right. I voted for Uncle Fester.
There you go.
All right. You guys have a great one.
Fester's my man.
I voted for Cousin Ed. Let's talk about you. Oh, much beloved and glorious.
Me?
Prime Minister Playtime as we head into April at Adams Motorsports.
Well, let me start off with telling anybody military, if you're retired military, active military, Kawasaki, when you buy a new Kawasaki, you're going to get $250 on top of everything else we're going to give you. So that's a cool thing. The Kawasaki's been doing this for years. They really support the military. So right now, if you buy one of the new Z900s, which is the modern interpretation of the original 1973 Z1900, the first super sport bike ever made, you're going to get 3.95% for 60 months. Plus, you're going to get a free acropovic slip-on exhaust, which is, that'd make $100 worth of exhaust free, which is kind of cool. They've also got, these are all 2019 models, too, by the way. Concourse ABS, $500 off. If you're into the four-wheelers, Terex, $1,500 off. If you like ATVs, Brute Force 750, $1,000 off. 2019 KX450 just won the 450 shootout, motocross action, $1,000 off. Voyager 700 Cruiser ABS, this is the big 1700, $500 off. Suzuki, oh man, GSXRs and Boosas, 750 off. Cruisers, M90s, $1,200 off. M50s, $750 off. The Naked Gixxers, the 1000 and the 750, $750 off. Motocross RMZ 450, $1,500 off. It just goes on and on and on. Super low interest rates, big rebates on everything. We have everything in stock right now. You know, it's beginning to be riding season right now. We're almost at jet ski. Just a couple more months and jet ski's
going
to be
blowing. I was just going to say, the end of April.
Yep, and we're there, so come on.
Adams Motorsports is at 528 Northeastern Boulevard, the bypass at Hackle. Browse the inventory. Check out the pre-owns that are carefully selected for resale.
Yep.
At AdamsMotorsports.com. Start your credit app and know this, that the manufacturers back up their products with the loans. The credit standards are very consumer-friendly, so you can get what you want at a great rate and have the summer of your life at Adams Motorsports.
Well said, Greg. Well said.
See the much-beloved and glorious. Prime Minister Playtime, like soon.
Thank you.
Here is Rick.
Hello, world. How are you today?
How are you?
I'm just going to make a quick comment. A few years ago, somebody gave me a book entitled The South Was Right. And I thought, well, it's, you know, probably some bunch of redneck crap or something. So when I started reading it, I discovered that everything that we had been taught in school about the Confederacy, the Civil War, the War of Aggression was wrong.
Yep.
And I just wanted to say that the great Ulysses S. Grant, who later became president, he didn't give up his slaves until, I think, the 13th Amendment.
Correct.
And his reason was good help is hard to find.
Mm-hmm. You're right.
But this book, it portrays the United States at the time as being like almost two different nations. You had the industrials in the north and the agriculturals in the south. And
The South had the fourth largest economy in the world.
Right, right. It had to do with tariffs and a whole bunch of stuff like that. But
money. Yeah, they wanted the money. Yeah, the North.
But we were taught that the Union, the Northerns, came down to liberate slaves. You know, some great righteous feat. You know, but it was totally opposite because there's a accounts where the black units would go and round up union troops and bring them in, you know.
Absolutely.
Instead of surrendering to them, you know, they would bring them in, and so
that's right.
Yeah, you gotta, you know, whoever wins the war writes history, and that's happened.
That's what Napoleon said: the victors get to write history. He's right.
Yep.
Well, I knew that Southern women weren't allowed to show their bosom until 3 in the afternoon.
Well, they're not allowed to today either, but...
Well, look, you know...
Yeah, we've really regressed.
That's my favorite part of any story. Thanks. Thanks for the call. Those are the greatest weapons of peace. Yeah, they all want to talk about how do we stop aggression and anger. Just pop them out. You're going to shut down any normal male is going to drop what he's doing, whether he's got his hand on a nuclear button, he's going to fire a rocket or shoot somebody...
It.
Those come out and men stop. We're wired for that.
Yeah.
Wait, did you really just say fire a rocket?
He did.
I meant like a nuclear
rocket. I thought you meant like Don Rickles.
No, not a Don Rickles rocket.
Yeah, we could have just a special group of beautiful, you know, buxom women.
That's all we need.
Right in the middle of the battlefield, and everything stops. I love it.
That's all we need.
I love the
Recruit
idea.
A regiment of...
Yeah, well-figured women.
They have to be well-figured, because women with...
Yeah.
You could have a petite division.
That's true.
And when there's... I'm serious!
Me too, it would
when
work.
When there's crisis, you send them to where the friction is.
Yes.
They
put themselves on display.
On display, and everything shuts down.
No more war.
There is no weapon. I don't care how many kilotons or megatons. There is no weapon on this planet that's more powerful than a woman's bosom. I said it. What do you think about that?
Montgomery Skywatch. Traffic taking a look around the river region as we roll through the 4 o'clock hour. And there's a lot of traffic on I-85, especially in the downtown area, both going north and south. So watch out in that vicinity. If you're headed on out towards the East Chase area, once you hit Taylor Road, it's going to slow down until you get out to Chantilly Parkway. That's where the interstate funnels into two lanes. We see a little slowdown on I-65 northbound around the Northern Boulevard, so look out there. If you're on the boulevard, that's where you're going to find most of the traffic. And we have slowdowns at most of the traffic lights. Don't worry, you'll get through with one or two light cycles. If you're over in the East Chase area, it's real crowded around Taylor Road and East Chase. That extends down to Vaughn Road. It's raining. Go ahead and flip your headlights on. Make sure the other traffic can see you. The lot is full of pickups, SUVs, sports cars, and crossovers at Reinhardt Used Car Supercenter. And more are on the way. They've got to go, and that means you save money. Reinhardt Used Car Supercenter. I'm Jeff Blake Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
Hurt in a wreck that wasn't your fault? Get the tiger on your side with Stuart Vance. 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services should be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Hello, I'm Ellis Eskew from CBS 8 and ABC 32. Montgomery police are investigating a shooting that left one teenager injured. His injuries are said to be life-threatening. The shooting happened just after 11 o'clock in the 2800 block of Mallory Street near Lee High School. As a precaution, Lee High School was placed on lockdown. No word on any arrest, and the shooting is under investigation. Two lottery bills are up for a public hearing in the legislature. State Senator Jim McClendon wants to start a lottery that would also allow for video lottery terminals at dog tracks. But Senator Greg Albritton has his own bill to start a lottery that would only allow paper tickets. If a lottery bill makes it through the legislature, it would have to go to a statewide vote. Today was Higher Education Day at the State House. More than 700 students traveled from 14 different public universities. The students and staff members presented their concerns and issues today to the state legislature. Those are your news headlines. I'm Ellis Eskew for CBS 8 and ABC 32.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, a family-owned company with competitive pay and great benefits, good home time, and new equipment arriving daily. Be a part of the family. Give Wiley Sanders a call at 855-777-9785.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. Stay weather aware for the next few days. It's going to be a very active pattern with more showers and thunderstorms through tonight. A couple of the storms could be strong. We'll be watching that, and our weather app will keep you on top of that. Our low temperature tonight drops to about 61. Tomorrow and Saturday, more scattered showers and thunderstorms becoming likely, actually both days. High temperature near 80 on Friday, low 80s on Saturday, and more thunderstorms developing on Sunday, especially late in the day. Some of those could also be strong. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
A1 Plumbing.
Listen, I need a plumber over here right now.
Let's see. We could get to that in about 3 weeks.
3 weeks?
Uh-huh.
Look, I was installing a new toilet and the water line broke. Now I'm standing in about 3 feet of water and it's still rising fast.
Uh-huh.
Look, I'll give you $50 extra if you can send someone right now.
Maybe 2 weeks.
Okay, $100, but you need to get here right now.
All right, keep your shirt on. What's that address?
I'm at 3301 Center Avenue, the block from the door.
Must have changed his mind.
Whether your problem is big or small, Cole Plumbing can fix it right, usually the first time, and as economically as possible. With our experienced and background-checked employees, we take pride in knowing that we are one of the most trusted companies in the area. When there is trouble with your bowl, call on Cole, 279-8919, or go to coleplumbing.com.
Noble here with Dixie Electric Plumbing and Air. Get your spring cleaning done with specials on AC tune-ups, electrical safety inspections, and drain camera inspections. Visit calldixie.com today.
Call Dixie and it's done.
License number 15033.
NASDAQ and S&P 500 hitting all-time highs today for the year, with the NASDAQ closing up 47 points, S&P 500 up 6. And T-Mobile partnering with Viacom for its upcoming streaming service, intensifying the looming battle for customers as several top companies are getting in gear to launch their own online video platforms. T-Mobile is also awaiting federal approval for its $26.5 billion merger with Sprint that both firms say is necessary in order to compete against AT&T and Verizon on fifth-generation wireless technology. And speaking of which, Verizon turning on its 5G wireless network today in select areas of Chicago and Minneapolis. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Hillary Barsky.
Hey guys, good news. The expensive little blue pill is now generic, which means you can get the prescription medication to treat ED at affordable prices. And now get your first month supply for just $5 at 4hims.com/Greg. Hims connects you with real doctors online who can prescribe the medication. And a pharmacy sends it right to your door. So easy. To get your first order for just $5, you need to go to 4hims.com/Greg. That's 4hims.com/Greg.
Prescription products require an online physician consultation and are only available if the physician determines a prescription is appropriate. See website for full details.
And if I had a boat, I'd go out on the ocean.
An evening with Lyle Lovett and his large band. August 11th at the Montgomery Performing Arts Center.
She's no lady, she's your wife.
The four-time Grammy Award-winning singer-songwriter Lyle Lovett.
Here I am. Yes, it's me.
Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com. Lyle Lovett and his large band, presented by Big Spring Entertainment and the Montgomery Performing Arts Center.
We know that local business drives the local economy. Without local business, there is no Montgomery. As a locally owned business, we at Blue Water work hard every day to support local business.
Hi, folks. This is Rick Clark with Clark Heating, Air Conditioning, and Plumbing. I'd like to take just a minute to talk to you about our experience with Blue Water Broadcasting. One of the hot topics in our staff meetings is spending advertising dollars. If your company or firm is anything like Clark Heating, Air Conditioning, and Plumbing, those dollars are limited, so you have to spend them wisely. That's why we choose Blue Water Broadcasting. Our marketing analysis has proven consistently that spending advertising dollars with Blue Water Broadcasting has contributed significantly to our bottom line. And for that, Clark Heating, Air Conditioning, and Plumbing is truly grateful. So, if you want to spend your advertising dollars wisely, choose Blue Water Broadcasting and see the difference.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
On FM, on your smartphone, and online, the River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Hey Siri, where can I get some coffee?
One possibility nearby is Corvus Coffee Roasters. Is that the one you're looking for?
I've got this.
Who the heck are you?
This is Alexa, who is asking.
I'm Siri, and he was talking to me.
Well, maybe you should do your job.
Well, maybe you should shut your pie hole.
You want a piece of me?
I could drop you like a bag of dirt.
Oh yeah, you are the reason the gene pool needs a lifeguard.
If I had a dollar for every time you said something smart, I'd be broke.
Which?
Battle axe.
Door quad.
Mouse dung.
Bimbo.
Tramp.
Dragon lady.
The only option I found is Dragon Lady's tattoos on West Veterans Memorial Boulevard in Harker Heights, which averages 3 stars and is moderately priced. Does that one sound good?
Yes, that sounds awesome. I would love to get a tattoo with you. Let's get out of here and let this loser get his own coffee.
Sounds good to me.
Ha 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 ha.
Alexa, I think this is the beginning of a beautiful friendship.
I love a good movie quote. Besties.
Welcome to Happy Hour News Talk 93.1 FM. I'm getting a lot of support for my theory, whatever you want to call
it. About this. Breasts?
Yeah, because my claim, what I'm advocating here, and this is not to be salacious or naughty or any of that.
No, not at all.
I don't know how many of you are going to be watching Game of Thrones, but I know you're going to.
Oh, I'm all caught up now.
The point being is that those two beautiful objects on a woman's body can stop anything.
Absolutely.
You don't need torpedo nets. You don't need anti-aircraft fire. You know, you got a situation going on. So you build an army of women who are willing for their country.
Yes.
To restore peace.
Yes.
For example, you got a situation. I've got fire on the west side. Let's dispatch Unit A.
Yeah, just use the natural cruise missiles God gave us.
Everybody puts their guns down and peace breaks out. It's also a very effective. And everybody knows I'm right about this.
No, I'm here. I'm on board. All right?
Yes, you are.
I'm on board. Mm-hmm. But we need to test this idea.
True.
To make sure it'll hold up. I mean, because some wars in history have been started by this.
Oh my God, you're right.
Like, think of the Trojan War. You know, the thing with the horse.
Wait a minute.
It was started over Helen of Troy. So you're saying things would have gotten better if she had just, you know, let them all hang out?
I can't say with certainty. I didn't really pay much attention on that class in early world history. Helen of Troy. It sounds like a mascara.
Okay, Paris, Prince of Troy, is out in the woods one day. All of a sudden, something weird happens, and I think, like, the gods appear in front of him.
Mm-hmm.
And they said, you could be either the most, what is it, powerful man in the world, or something like the most famous or richest man in the world, or you could have the love of the most beautiful woman in the world. And he chooses the love of the most beautiful woman in the world.
Mm-hmm.
And Aphrodite grants that wish, and it turns out to be Helen of Troy, who unfortunately is already married.
Whoops.
To, I believe, a Greek in Sparta. And it starts a massive war. Really, it might have just been an excuse for Agamemnon to go conquer some more lands. But
look, I don't care if it's communist China or the Russians or our currently horny president. Those will stop. And it also works in the household. You can have a couple arguing.
No.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
Yes!
See how quickly the...
That's well done.
That was well done, sir.
And I actually heard a historian put it that the way we fight the so-called culture war that's between us and, let's say, those in the Middle East, between the West and Muslim Islamic culture, is look at in Saudi Arabia or United Arab Emirates, all those satellite dishes on top of their big high-rises. You think it's only, you know, wholesome Islamic content that's being beamed in there?
Anybody that's watched one 9/11 documentary knows that the guy that booked up with Muhammad Atta in Portland, Maine, tried to get a hooker that night, failed, but they did watch porn.
And if we had had your army assembled...
So, they just have a great power that we have failed to harness for the greater good of mankind.
Well said.
I'm going to run for mayor on that platform.
You should. I'm with you.
The Bublicons. the Rebublicons.
I love it.
Andrew the Raider King.
Memories. The corner of my eye.
I would hope that women understand... I am not insulting that. I'm not being sexist. I'm just telling you the truth.
Oh, I'm on your side. I don't think you're being a boob at all.
Nicely done.
Yes.
It was nice.
You're well, that's a bit of leading conversation, guys. Come on.
You're very... Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah, but I have stayed abreast of the subject.
Oh, wow. There we go.
Pandemonium breaking out here.
He's continuing. He continues.
But what Joey was talking about with the Trojan War, they actually think that what started that was there was a group of people who were just stealing and killing left and right called the Sea People. They didn't know exactly where they came from. And now a lot of historians are thinking that that's why the Greeks went to war with Troy. It wasn't over Helen of Troy. So
I like Homer's reading better.
Well, I'm sure, but, you know, I'm going, you know, for historical accuracy.
Sure. I like Angel Mencken's take on it.
Yeah? What is that? What was Mencken's take on it?
You know what Mencken's take
is. Oh, sure. Right. Right. I know, but I wanted you to educate the audience.
Yeah, I don't know the
time. He said, oh, look at the time. That's what he said. How often, though, have we had the opportunity to discuss a deep and enriching subject like ancient world history, all because we brought up the power of the female anatomy?
Yes.
Used for peaceful purposes.
That's right.
That is it, my friend.
Am I not right, Raider King? Do they not arrest you in mid-sentence? Do they not?
You are absolutely correct, sir. And I did want to make my point on reparations before I had to hang up.
Go ahead.
I am for reparations because I know what the Romans did to my family, and I want my money.
There you go.
Yeah, well, I'll be waiting a long time for that to come back to, I'm afraid. Thank you, Andrew.
You bet, man. You'll be good.
I'm taking a look at Living Fear. Is that one of our recruits? an area of rain. It's light. It's more annoying than it is significant.
Yeah. Well, it's dangerous out there, folks. It makes it slick.
It's going to continue for, well, into the evening hours. I think that's a pretty safe guess.
Okay. Iva, who is a very loyal listener and caller, I believe her daughter is in town, Auburn student graduate. That wasn't clear, but Auburn fans, and she's never heard the Donica Knight War Eagle song.
Then we will.
And they're going to be in the car in the next 5 minutes, and then they'll be in the car on the drive for the next 30. So
I am going to play it in about 4 or 5 minutes here.
Yay!
At the end of this brief break.
I'm actually going to look up if Minkin said anything about the Trojan War.
I mentioned yesterday that we rent our space in this building, so we do not have control over the AC, but the gentleman that helps us maintain our side of the room said, was talking about our air conditioner in here, and it's making snow cones.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, there's something wrong here. All I know is that if we had a Clark's Club membership, I would be calling 277-2125. Somebody would be here quickly, ASAP, because Clark's Club members get that level of service, and the problem would get solved. Obviously, if it's doing that, something's not right, and more than likely, it's also wasting a lot of energy. I would assume both of those to be true. One of the things that a Clark's Club membership does is pay for itself. You get two annual tune-ups a year to your system. They make sure it's running efficiently, that your electric costs are minimized to the greatest extent possible, and they have minimized any possibility of a systemic failure that could lead to system replacement. Your unit should last 20 to 30 years. If you give it a little TLC, and on this show, that means the love of Clark's. When it comes to plumbing, I dare anybody to find a group better than Clark's when it comes to experience, professionalism. I mean, they're just amazing, and I've used them so many times. That's how I met them. I'm splashing through my living room about 11 or 12 years ago, and I can see water coming down the wall. Obviously, the hot water tank in the attic has ruptured. And for some reason, I just ran out the side door of the house, and in my cul-de-sac was a Clark's truck. The guy was finishing a call at my neighbor's home, and I said, "Can you help me, please?" Came over, got it shut off, put an end to the flooding, and then the next day I had a new water heater installed. They're just the best at what they do, and they are outstanding human beings as well. So for the best in heating, air conditioning, plumbing, and people, call Clark's 277-2125 or visit clarkcomfort.com, Alabama certification number 99004. Donica Knight's War Eagle is 1, 2, 3, about four, a little over 4 minutes, so don't miss it.
United Heating, Air, and Plumbing. United Heating, Air, and Plumbing can now also take care of all of your electrical maintenance or add-ons. Call United Heating, Air, Plumbing, and Electricity today. United for your comfort. Montgomery Skywatch traffic heading in a little bit closer to the 5 o'clock rush hour, and we have a couple of accidents to tell you about. We have both of them around East Chase. The first one is on Taylor Road at East Chase Parkway. There's an accident right there. And if you go on the other side of East Chase, there's an accident at Boyd Cooper Parkway and Chantilly Parkway. That one is an accident with injury, so look out for the emergency vehicles there. If you're on I-65, there's a slowdown around the Northern Boulevard. It's just a kind of a come-and-go thing. We don't see an accident, but watch out when you get up there. If you're on I-85, it's slow all the way through the downtown area, and then again out at East Chase between Taylor Road and Chantilly Parkway. Watch out for the usual slowdowns on the boulevard around the Troy Highway, also at Vaughan Road, I-85, and the Atlanta Highway. Watch out in the rain, slow it down just a little bit, and let's be careful. On the ground and in the air, Haynes Ambulance is serving Central Alabama. Haynes Ambulance, serving you and those you love. I'm Jeff Blake, Montgomery Skywatch Traffic.
Been in a wreck? Can't afford to go see a doctor? Call me, Stuart Vance, 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
27 years ago, Steve Worth rented a storefront in Montgomery and opened the first location of Worth Cleaners. A lot has changed since 1991. Two buildings and over 20 employees make Worth Cleaners who they are today, along with Worth's dedication to its customers to provide top-notch service. Everyday clothes to curtains, drapes, bedspreads, and formal wear, they do it all. Professional dry cleaning and laundry services, same day and express service, professional alterations and repairs, free pickup and delivery to your home or office, wedding dress preservation, superb customer service. It's not only easy to understand how Worth Cleaners has been successful for nearly three decades, but how they've been voted the best dry cleaner in Montgomery year after year.
Visit them today at 125 Brown Springs Road, 7825 Vaughn Road, or online at worthcleaners.com. When it's worth it, choose Worth Cleaners.
What'll it be, Joe?
Coffee and apple pie. Yeah, whoa, Madge, what was that?
The lights? Oh, they always dim when the dishwasher turns on.
You should call Crosby Electric.
You think?
Overloaded circuits at your business can be dangerous. The experts at Crosby Electric can upgrade your electrical service to safely handle the load. And they can add receptacles where needed to eliminate overuse of extension cords.
Yeah, Madge, I'd like to pay you. The problem is it's so dark in here I can't read my bill.
No, the problem is you're cheap.
Well, that's a problem too.
Effective, attractive lighting is essential for any business. Crosby Electric can help with a new lighting scheme that will give your business a fresh, exciting look. And they can recommend outdoor lighting for greater safety and security.
That'll be $4.50 for the coffee and pie, Joe.
Don't I get anything for recommending Crosby Electric?
Oh, yeah. Thank you, Joe.
You're welcome.
Don't put off essential electrical upgrades for your business. Call 272-2085 or visit CrosbyElectric.com.
Hello, this is Greg Schaefer, owner of AKD Screen Printing, Embroidery, and Advertising Specialties. You've probably heard or seen one of the numerous commercials for Custom Ink and Vistaprint proclaiming the services they provide in the custom apparel and promotional product market. Well, did you know that you have a local company that can claim the same expertise and product options with some added benefit? Ordering online from these national companies can be risky. Receiving your order in the wrong color with poor print quality, or after your target deadline, we create a nightmare scenario for your business, school, or organization. By calling AKD, you can eliminate those risks and unpleasant surprises and make AKD your local one-stop shop for custom decorated apparel and promotions. So next time, don't press your luck. Call on the local experts at AKD. With two convenient locations, you can reach us at our Montgomery office at 277-8433, our Prattville office at 361-2133, or find us online at goakd.com. That's goakd.com.
And some family members in town, they had never heard Donica Knight's War Eagle. This is one of the best songs written about any school ever, whether you're Roll Tide or War Eagle. We had Donica Knight in the studio after she released this. The video is on YouTube. I urge you to watch it because it's so high energy, and she's just, for lack of a better word,
adorable
in the video. Donica Knight's War Eagle.